Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Downey's Graphics and Printing, and they've been serving coastal communities from Calais to Camden and beyond for more than 50 years. Let them put their expertise to work for you. And they are also the proud box office sponsor of The Grand, Downey's Graphics and Printing.
Ellsworth Parks and Rec director Roddy Erlenbach is with us. So we're talking about the summer concert series. The Downtown Concert Series begins tomorrow night, Franklin Street Parklet, with an awesome band, the Mallet Brothers Band. Right, Roddy?
That is correct. Yeah, we're really, really excited. The crew's... We descended on the parklet yesterday and moved some of the benches and tables and whatnot around to accommodate the stage landing there. Wallace Events has been absolutely amazing to work with. They're giving us a great deal to keep that stage there through the end of September.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. It's not the tear down, put it back up. No. Oh, that's nice. And that reminds people, they'll see that and go, man, what the, there's these live things going on.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's great. It's going to be every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then once the end of August rolls around, we'll bump that time up to 6 to 8 o'clock just to kind of keep in track with like the sun's schedule. We're not sitting out there in the dark.
Boy, a question that we've received, Roddy, via email, because I know you've got some really great acts coming up. And some people want to know if it rains on their concert night when they want to see their band, what happens? Will it be rescheduled?
No. So another one of our partners is Black Moon Public House. They're you know, right in the mix of this with the city. So they're going to be providing all the electric hookups for the bands, which is huge. They're going to be covering all the riders in the contract, so providing meals and refreshment for the bands. They're also sponsoring a couple of the shows. And in the event of rain, the concert will just move inside.
And okay. The building's like right there, yeah. Right next door. I love the fact you can walk through downtown or drive through downtown those evenings and hear the live music happening.
No, it's going to be amazing. You know, and this is something I think that space has been looking for a long time is a way to activate downtown. You know, our model is... You know, folks come into town a little bit early, meet with friends, grab a bite to eat at one of the many restaurants and establishments on Main Street, maybe do some shopping, do whatever. It gives you, you know, a reason to come down after work and hang out and just, you know, see what Main Street has to offer. And for a lot of people, remind people what Main Street has to offer.
Yeah.
And then hang out and kick back and enjoy the music. And back to Black Moon Public House, they've set up a small area within the parklet where they'll be serving refreshment there as well during the concerts.
Awesome.
And then I believe they're going to have some afternoon, early evening hours on Fridays and Saturdays out there as well.
So,
exactly what the space needs, you know, give people a reason to go and hang out and just enjoy summer.
Excellent.
Well, it's great too to have the Mallet Brothers Band kick it off, an awesome Maine band. And they're a group from Maine that has received national exposure too.
Yeah, actually international. They just did a European tour. I believe they went over to Sweden back in the spring. So they're definitely on the map. And, you know, I do want to take a moment and acknowledge Maine Community Foundation as well. They were very generous with their sponsorship and gave us a significant amount of money to keep this going. And if any of the local businesses out there, you know, are interested in helping support us and cover some of the performers' fees, just reach out. We have sponsorship request letters I can send to you. And, of course, any donation you make, we'll give you a receipt for tax deductions and all that good stuff. And, you know, it's really turning into quite the community effort. A lot of people are stepping up and helping cover the cost of the show, so the city isn't footing the bill. So it's actually a really, really great model.
I know you're a busy guy this summer, Roddy. Thanks for getting up early and coming in to join us for City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.